Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
We don't know who wrote the book of Hebrews, but whoever it was used the Greek and Roman games to illustrate and describe the disciplines involved in living the Christian life. For example, listen to these words in chapter 12. Therefore, since we also have such a large cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us lay aside every hindrance and the sin that so easily ensnares us. Let us run with endurance the race that lies before us, keeping our eyes on Jesus, the source and perfecter of our faith. The author of the book of Hebrews could have been referring to a foot race or to any other Greek games involving intense competition and self-discipline. I remember on one occasion visiting an area in what is now modern Turkey, and we stood and viewed a circular amphitheater, still standing, with stone seats circling the floor of the stadium. And perhaps the author of Hebrews was thinking of this very stadium. But here's the important point. To compete effectively in any game, an athlete had to lay aside every hindrance. He had to throw off everything that hinders, such as excess weight. But here's the application. The author of Hebrews immediately identified what hinders as the sin which so easily entangles us. The author of Hebrews, of course, is speaking to all of us. To walk in the will of God on a regular basis, we must discipline ourselves unto godliness.
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man, written by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about The Measure of a Man, which includes 42 videos by Gene, go to BiblePrinciples.org.